I'm James Stewart with VPR News. Governor Phil Scott's budget proposal includes a $20 million infusion for Vermont State Colleges. But Scott said during his budget address on Tuesday that the college system will still have to find a way to get its fiscal house in order.
Because this is a one-year bridge with one-time funding. And we know this level of funding is not sustainable.
The coronavirus pandemic has exacerbated long-running revenue shortfalls in the state college system. The colleges narrowly avoided the closure of two campuses last spring after lawmakers allocated nearly $30 million in emergency funding. Senator Bernie Sanders wants to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. Sanders is the new chair of the Senate Budget Committee and says he plans to make the issue a top priority for the panel. The current hourly minimum wage is $7.25. Sanders says the boost is needed because Congress hasn't increased the minimum wage since 2007.
There are tens of millions of workers in this country earning starvation wages. And you can't make it on $8 an hour, $9 an hour, $10 an hour. You need at least $15 an hour.
Sanders says he hopes a number of Republican senators will support the increase. If they don't, an attempt to block it with a filibuster, Sanders says he'll use a legislative procedure known as budget reconciliation that allows the bill to pass with a simple majority. Senator Patrick Leahy is resting at home after spending part of last night at George Washington University Hospital in Washington. Leahy yesterday told his staff he wasn't feeling well. The Capitol physician sent the 80-year-old senator to the hospital out of what his office called, quote, an abundance of caution. After tests and an exam, Leahy was released from the hospital and sent home. Today, light snow will taper off, highs in the 20s to near 30 in the north, low to mid-30s in the south. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, lows in the upper teens to low 20s. Find the full forecast at our website, vpr.org. For VPR News, I'm James Stewart.